We are on air with Rob Lanham in Anchorage. How's it going, Rob?
Good, Virgil. Thanks. And back here with you in South Anchorage at Lumen Christi High School. You can hear the crowd getting fired up and the players getting their little chants there. A lot of stomping behind me here as the bleachers are filling up for this clash between the undefeated King Cove T-Jacks and Lumen Christi. The King Cove rookies won the earlier game 51-21 to run their winning streak to four straight and now show a record on the season of 4-1. The T-Jacks going for their 10th consecutive win to open the season here tonight against Lumen Christi. And the teams are on the floor for the opening tip-off. Johnny Samuelson will be jumping for the T-Jacks, and the tip is won by Lumen Christi, number 32, Ted Strugalewski, and Lumen Christi has the ball. Lobbed inside to Strugalewski. He's triple-teamed there by the T-Jacks. Jordan Hamilton ties him up, and the possession will go over to King Cove with 7:47 to go. No score here in the game. We've just gotten underway. Rob Lanham with you here tonight, bringing you the second game of this Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball doubleheader featuring the King Cove team. Avery Samuelson launches a three right in front of us here. No good, but he gets his own rebound, puts it behind his back to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan does a pivot, then has a 12-footer, puts it up, no good. And the rebound is taken down there by number 24, Matt Ritter, for Lumen Christi. They push the ball up the floor. Here's a pass lobbed into Strugalewski. His shot is no good. Jordan Hamilton pulls down the rebound. Johnny Samuelson with it. Nice dish to Cody Mack. Cody goes up, no good, but he draws a foul. Foul on Strugalewski, hustling down to defend against Cody. And number 13 will go to the stripe for the T-Jacks. Lumen Christi wearing white uniforms, trimmed in silver and blue. And the King Cove T-Jacks in their black, trimmed in gold. Cody takes the ball, dribbles, puts up the first one off the glass. No good. He'll have one more. 7:14 to play first quarter. We're glad you're with us here tonight for this basketball game between King Cove T-Jacks and Lumen Christi. Cody's second shot, no good. Avery Samuelson chases down the rebound in the corner, gets it to Cody. Pass across to Mark Newton. He drives, backs it out, kicks it to Johnny Samuelson at the top of the, or out by the half-court circle. He resets to Jordan Hamilton on the left wing, to Mark Newton in the corner, back to Johnny. He splits the defense, loses the ball, kicks it over to Cody, what they call a double dribble on Johnny as the ball was knocked loose. And the King Cove T-Jacks will go back on defense. Lumen Christi with a roster of 11 players on the boys' team. And they're coached by Marlon Punez. And here's a steal by Johnny Samuelson. He pushes it down court, dishes it to Cody Mack. Cody goes up. He was hammered. No call. And the ball goes back to Lumen Christi. Pat Moran bringing it up. He loses the ball to Avery Samuelson. Avery to Cody. He goes in, lays it up over the rim. No good off the back of the iron. Taken down there by Matt Ritter. And his pass goes to Moran. Stolen by Johnny Samuelson, but he couldn't keep the ball inbounds. Out on the far side to Lumen Christi, and we've got a timeout already here by T-Jacks head coach Ralph Lindquist with 6:27 to play in the first quarter. No score here between King Cove and Lumen Christi. Lumen Christi played Susitna Valley last night, the same team that the T-Jacks played on Monday, the T-Jacks winning that game by about 25. And Lumen Christi lost a close one last night to Sioux Valley. And now we have a scoreboard buzzer that goes and goes and goes. If you were asleep, you're not anymore. Oh, now they're trying it out again. And the teams are back on the court. On the court for Lumen Christi, Strugalewski, Ritter, Pat Moran, Justin Teal, and number 20, who has the ball now, Seth Backick, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by the T-Jacks. Lumen Christi ball underneath. Actually over in the corner. Looks like they're at the far end away from us. Coach Marlon Funes up on his feet, obstructing part of the view. Ball is inbound by Lumen Christi, kicked way out to Backick. He takes a long three off the back rim, no good. Rebound by Strugalewski over Hamilton, no good. Rebounded by number 24 there, Matt Ritter, and he draws a foul. And I could not see who the foul was on. I think it was on Jordan Hamilton, his first, team's first. Inbounded now to Pat Moran. He dribbles, reverses his dribble, puts it off in the corner, and cannot see who has the ball there. Now it comes back out to Moran. T. Jackson, a high-pressure 2-3 zone. He kicks it on the right side to Bakic. He dribbles down the middle, puts it up with the left-hand air ball. That one taken down by Jordan Hamilton. Still no score as Johnny Samuelson brings the ball up, takes it right to the basket, lays it off for Cody Mack, and it's too far, and it bounces over here by our announcer's table. And another turnover for the T-Jacks. No score so far. That's a rarity for the T-Jacks to open the game with 2.5 minutes of no points, but that's the case here tonight. Justin Teal with the ball on the right wing, puts the Moran down low. He dribbles back to the top, and it's batted away on his attempted pass by Johnny Samuelson, out of bounds to Lumen Christie. As we mentioned earlier, three officials for these games. The same crew that worked the first game on the court for this one. We're glad you're listening with us on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska. Justin Teal takes the inbounds pass, dribbles, and kicks it back out to Bakic. He hits Turgulewski, who loses the ball momentarily. It's recovered there by Matt Ritter, and his pass is batted out of bounds by Avery Samuelson. So the T-Jacks very active on the defensive end thus far, despite not being able to complete anything on the offensive end of the floor to this point. Lumen Christie ball inbounds. Here's a lob pass for Bakic. He puts up a wild left-hander off the rim. No good. Taken down there by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan gets it to Johnny Samuelson, and Johnny brings it up. Jordan rejoins the team at the offensive end. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jordan with the ball, left wing, back to Johnny. Johnny gives it to Mark Newton on the left wing. He dribbles top, comes to Avery Samuelson for an open three on the right wing. Nothing but net, and Avery Samuelson with a three and the first points of the night for the King Cove T-Jacks, and they lead 3-0. Here's a pass over to Bakic on the left corner. He passes inside, knocked away by Johnny Samuelson, taken away by Mark Newton. The long down court pass to Cody Mack. Cody lays it up. No good. It wouldn't go. And the rebound brought down by Seth Bakic to Pat Moran. He brings it across the timeline. Gets it back over to Bakic. Throws up a left-handed shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded in there by Turgulewski. His shot is up. No good. Johnny Samuelson comes down with it. Crashes into Mark Newton, but both players maintain their balance. And Johnny brings it up quickly right in front of us. Goes between the legs. Takes a 15-foot jumper off the backboard and in. That one rolled around. Nice touch by Johnny. His first 2 points of the game, and the T-Jacks lead 5-0 here with 4:04 to play in the first quarter. The action beginning to pick up a little bit and take on a T-Jacks flavor. Here's the ball bounced inside, tipped away by Jordan Hamilton. Mark Newton comes away with it, leading the fast break. 3-on-2 for the T-Jacks. Ball loose. Cody Mack recovers it, goes between the legs, out to Avery Samuelson, fakes a three. Now he pulls it back and gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny near the half-court circle. Substitution getting ready to come in for Lumen Christie. Avery Samuelson gets the ball to Cody Mack. Nice pass in the lane to Jordan Hamilton for an 8-footer. This rejected there by Strigalewski. The ball comes off to Justin Teal, takes it down and defended by Johnny Samuelson. His layup no good off the backboard. I think he was assuming he would get the foul, and he did not. There was no foul. Jordan Hamilton gets the rebound, gives it to Johnny, and the T-Jacks go back on the offensive. 3:18 to play. Johnny to the ball to Cody. Right in front of us, and Cody took some steps there. Called for traveling. Christensen enters the game. Mark Newton has a seat. And for Lumen Christie, let's see, they had 6 players on the floor. Somebody's got to take a seat. Pat Moran has a seat. And number 15, Hugh Strigalewski, comes in for the Archangels. Teal with the ball to Strigalewski on the right wing. He passed it inside, deflected away by Jordan Hamilton, taken off by Cody Mack. He weaves around 2 defenders, kicks it back out to Avery Samuelson, and Avery stutter step there, and he's called for traveling. Good call by the referee, that one right in front of us. In fact, the last 2 traveling calls on the T-Jacks have been right here. Inbounded by number 20, Seth Bakic, to Justin Teal. Teal brings the ball up through the blue half-court circle for Lumen Christie. Lob pass there to Strigalewski. He gets it inside to Ritter, who loses the ball. Taken off there by Johnny Samuelson. He outlets it to Mark Newton. Mark's layup is up and in, and it's good. And didn't know Mark was back in the game. Trying to see who went out. Let's see. Strigalewski with the ball now. Gives it over to Teal. 7-0, T-Jacks lead. Pass nearly intercepted by Christensen. Here's an air ball from the corner. taken by Ritter and going to have a foul, I think, on Jordan Hamilton. Nope, Avery Samuelson draws the foul. Both of them are there. And we have Jordan for one and Avery for one. And Matt Ritter will go to the line to shoot two for Lumen Christi. His first shot is up and goes in and out. No good. 2:19 to play here in the first quarter. T-Jack 7, Lumen Christi nothing. Game started slowly, now starting to pick up the pace a little bit. Second shot is up, and that one's good. First point of the game for Lumen Christi as Matt Ritter drops in a charity toss. And it's 7-1. Hugh Sergalewski comes out of the game now, and he's replaced by Pat Moran. Johnny Samuelson gets on the right wing to Christensen. Cross to Mark Newton. Johnny Samuelson goes to the ground, gets back up. Lob pass right in front of us to Jordan Hamilton. He lobs it back out for Johnny. Johnny splits the defense, goes in for the 7-footer. Up over the tall guy there, Sergalewski. No good. Rebound corralled by Christensen. He kicks it out to Mark Newton. Christian now with a 14-footer, and it's good. Nice shot by Christian, and the T-Jacks extend their lead to 9-1. Backick brings the ball, goes baseline, pass Avery Samuelson, taken away by Jordan Hamilton, outlet to Johnny. Lumen Christi back on defense. Johnny goes in, looks for the wraparound dish to Mark Newton, but it's knocked out of bounds by a hustling Ted Sturgalewski. T-Jacks ball underneath. Minute 36 to play first quarter, 9-1 T-Jacks. Johnny looking for the lob to Jordan Hamilton, gets it, and Jordan puts it up and in off the glass. His first two. We now have five rookies in the scoring column as they lead 11-1 here in the first quarter. Backick brings the ball across the timeline, kicks it on the right to Teal. Teal drives against Christensen, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul as he put down his shoulder and just went right into Christian. Christian held his ground, and that from here looked like a good call against Justin Teal. The crowd behind me doesn't think so, but the guys in stripes rule, and they make the call. Johnny Samuelson to Jordan Hamilton on the wing right in front of us. He gets it back to Johnny. He's looking for Jordan at the foul line. Jordan with the pivot. Looks down for Christensen. Nice pass by Jordan. Christian finishes it off, and it's 13-1. Christian leading the T-Jacks now with 4 points in the game. Backick brings the ball down. It's under a minute to go here in the first quarter. He's hounded by the King Cove defense. Lobs it inside for Sturgalewski, and his shot is up and drops in. Ted Sturgalewski with his first two of the game. So 13-3, T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson launches an air ball here. Not sure what happened on that one. Just an off shot by Johnny. And it goes back the other way. Backick with it. He's double-teamed by and Johnny Samuelson. Knocks it out of bounds off of Backick's leg. Back to the T-Jacks. One thing you all like about Johnny Samuelson, when he misses a shot, he doesn't pout. He gets right back in there and works hard on the defensive end. Results in a Lumen Christi turnover. And the ball goes back to the T-Jacks. Johnny takes the seat. Cody Mack replaces him with 31 seconds to play. Mark Newton bringing the ball across the timeline. Gets it to Jordan Hamilton to Cody right in front of us for a three. No good. Rebound yanked down by Christensen over to Jordan Hamilton. Rolls around and out. Christensen again. His shot is blocked by Sturgalewski. Nice work on the offensive glass by Christian, but Sturgalewski was too much to deal with. Here's a long shot now off the rim by Teal. Saved in the corner by Cody Mack with under 10 seconds to play. Nice screen in the backcourt by Jordan Hamilton. Cody brings it across his dish to Christian. Christian goes up, and that's a buzzer. He drops it through. A nice one-handed hook shot over Sturgalewski by Christensen, and he finishes the quarter with 6 points. And the King Cove T-Jacks lead at the end of one quarter, 15-3 here over Lumen Christi. So we'll take a 60-second break and be right back with you for second quarter action.
All righty. Thank you, Rob. I'll let you take a break, and we'll get back into some music.
Thanks, Virgil.
Tell me again. Oh, can you feel it?
are back with Rob Lanham in Anchorage, Alaska. How's it going, Rob? We're going to go into the second quarter.
Thanks again, Virgil. Back here for the second quarter action in South Anchorage at Lumen Christi High School. The undefeated King Cove T-Jacks holding a 15-3 advantage after one period of play. Lumen Christi windbound the ball. The stands have filled up. A good crowd here. Half of them representing King Cove. Lumen Christi goes in for a 8-footer, put it off the glass, no good by Ritter. Back out for a long-range jumper by Moran, and that's good for three. And he doubles the score for Lumen Christi, and it's 15-6. Johnny Samuelson comes down quickly, knives through the defense, lays it up and under, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ritter. Over to Moran to Backick on the left side. He goes down. Jordan Hamilton stands still. The shot is no good. Christensen with the rebound, gets it off to Johnny Samuelson. Two-on-two break. Nice dish to Cody Mack. Cody lays it up and in. Lumen Christi pushes the ball back up the court. The T-Jacks are back on defense. Here's an off-balance jumper by Justin Teal. No good. The rebound is up. No good by Ritter. The rebound by Johnny Samuelson with a bullet pass to Cody Mack. And he lays it up and in and draws the foul. That pass almost hit Pat Moran in the back of the head. He was hustling back on defense. Johnny gave him a mohawk from about 45 feet away with that one. And Cody took it, laid it in, drew the foul, and he'll go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 7:08 to play in the second quarter. King Cove T-Jacks 19, Lumen Christi 6. Cody bounces the ball, puts up the shot, and in and out. That one was halfway down, came back out. So only the two on that trip. Backick brings the ball across the line for Lumen Christi. Kicks it over to Teal. Open for a three, passes it up. Bounce pass down in the corner to Moran. Moran dribbles around, gets it to Backick in the middle. He puts up a shot, up and good. Nice shot there by Seth Backick. And the score is 19-8. Lumen Christi appearing to be a little more urgent on offense in this quarter as they see they're going to have to make some hoops to keep up with this T-Jacks team. Avery with the ball right in front of me, gives it to Cody in the corner, lobs it out for Johnny, tipped away there by Justin Teal. He saves it into Pat Moran, back to Teal, goes in against Samuelson, reverse layup, no good, rebound brought down by Christensen. Christian bringing the ball up, goes to the left hand, dribbling down through the defense, goes all the way, and he's rejected there by Ted Sturgalewski. Sturgalewski with several blocks already. Teal with the ball on the other end, gets it to Sturgalewski. He fakes Hamilton, goes up, and puts it up and in, and he's going to draw the foul. And that foul is going to be on Christensen. That's Christian's first. And Sturgalewski has 4 points now for Lumen Christi. 19-10, T-Jacks. Sturgalewski's free throw is up. No good off the right side. Brought down by Jordan Hamilton. His long pass intercepted at half court by Teal. He goes in, dishes it down low, intercepted by Christensen. Back to Samuelson. Nice pass to Avery. Avery puts it up. No good. There's Cody. He goes up. No good. Christensen gets the rebound. His shot is blocked by Sturgalewski. It's away to Pat Moran, who gets the ball down to Backick. He drives in, puts it up off the glass. No good. Teal comes down with it, and he's going to be called for the travel. Nice end-to-end action there. No points, but a lot to talk about. 19-10, T-Jacks, 5:45 to play here in the second quarter. At Lumen Christi High School in South Anchorage, Rob Lanham with you here on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, or live streaming on the Internet. Glad you could join us for the second game of this Volusians Eastboro High School basketball King Cove doubleheader tonight. Rookies winning the first matchup, 51-21. Johnny dribbles deliberately out near the half-court line as the T-Jacks run their James offense. Jordan Hamilton standing still at the free throw line. Now he gets the pass down to Avery Samuelson. Avery's pass goes away, but Christian recovers it. Back to Avery for a three off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Sturgalewski. He gets the ball off to Moran. Clock ticking down. 5 minutes to play in the first half. 19-10 T-Jacks. Ball in the right corner to Teal. Nice fake. Drives in. Goes up over Hamilton. No good. Rebound brought down by Christensen. Loses it. Gets it back to Johnny. Johnny coming across the timeline. He drives all the way down the middle. Goes up over Sturgalewski and lays it in. No defense for that one. Johnny with 4 points now, and the T-Jacks lead 21-10. Moran gets the ball to Ritter. He drives in. Falls on the floor, but that was of his own accord. He just went in there out of control, threw up an air ball, hit the deck, and got nothing for it but a turnover. So good toughness shown there, but not much in the way of payment. He's trying to laugh it off as he takes his place on the lower right side of the Lumen Christi 2-3 zone. Johnny Samuelson to the ball, with the ball to Cody in front of us. Cody dribbles across the arc over to Christensen. Christian gets it down to the corner to Johnny, and they call the travel. This officiating crew seems travel happy, but I will say that most of the calls, at least the ones I've been able to see, seem to be good calls. Ritter is going to take a seat now. He's replaced by Hugh Sturgalewski. Ritter's going to be okay just shaking this one off, and he'll be back in soon. Sturgalewski inbounds to Moran, who brings the ball across the blue half-court circle. His pass goes down to Ted Sturgalewski. Outside left-handed jumper, a three-pointer there by Backick, and he knocks it down. Backick now with five, and it's 21-13 T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson takes a jump shot. Good. Nothing but net for Johnny as he took that 15-footer right in front of us. And it's 23-13. T-Jacks up by 10 again. Here's a pass out to Moran. Moran launches a three that hit the moon and a couple of planets. And Sergalewski comes down with a rebound, but he's going to be called for the travel. Speaking of traveling, these two teams and the coaches, myself, are scheduled to travel to Bristol Bay in the morning, 8 a.m. flight, for the Sockeye Classic in Bristol Bay. The two King Cove squads and the Sandpoint Eagles will compete. We hope you'll be able to join us for those broadcasts. Stay tuned to KSDP Radio for times. Johnny Samuelson with the ball in the far corner. He drives in just for Jordan Hamilton. He loses it, gets it back to Johnny. Johnny with a follow-away jumper, far side, off the back rim, no good. Cody gets the rebound, and ball's loose. Now Cody picks it up. He drives the lane, goes in, lays it up, blocked by Sturgalewski. A good take by Cody, but Sturgalewski with about a 6 to 8 inch height advantage there, and Backick has the ball on the left wing now for Lumen Christi. 23-13, T-Jacks with a 10-point lead. Here's Backick with a long three-pointer, bounces off the rim, over the backboard, and out of play to the T-Jacks. And now someone said white ball. How can that be? That's got to be King Cove ball. It bounced over the backboard. Referee is trying to get on the same sheet of music here. Right now, they're on such different pages, sounds like a bad rap video. All right, they're having a three of them now, which just means they got that much more to talk about. Backick launched a long three, hit off the rim, bounced up over the backboard, out of play, clearly a turnover to the T-Jacks. I'm not sure what the issue even is. But finally, the two referees that know what's going on straighten out the third, and we're back to action with under 3 minutes to go in the first half, 23-13 T-Jacks. Jordan Hamilton with the ball down to Cody Mack in the left corner. Johnny with it top, gets it to Jordan in the lane. Looking for Mark Newton, passes up, gets it to Cody Mack for a two-pointer. His shot rolls around, no good. The rebound is on the floor. Jordan Hamilton's on the floor after it, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Jordan. So good hustle there by Jordan, but he couldn't gain control of that one. Lumen Christi with the ball. 2:35 to play as Backick brings it across the timeline, double teamed by Cody Mack and Johnny Samuelson. A near steal, now a tie-up between Backick and Johnny, and the ball's going to come back to the T-Jacks. T-Jacks getting a good run for their money thus far from this Lumen Christi squad. The T-Jacks held a 13-1 lead after one. But the 15-3 lead after one. But Lumen Christie's come out with a sense of urgency here in the second quarter. Johnny with the ball now on the left wing for Mark Newton. Gets it down in the corner to Christensen. Christian dribbles around back to Johnny in the left wing. Johnny cuts to the lane, goes in. And another traveling violation. Somebody turned that button off. I think that one of the referees in particular probably has never seen anyone with near the quickness of Johnny Samuelson. And so every time he makes one of his patented moves, she calls a travel. So, got the double vision going on. Here's a lob pass inside for Turgalewski. He goes up over two T-Jacks, no good. Rebound brought down by Johnny. Johnny across the timeline, goes into the lane, goes up under, lays it up and in. No shot. We got a foul on the floor. Looks like the foul's on number 23, Justin Teal. That would be his second, team's fourth. 1:55 to play, first half. T-Jacks lead by 10, 23-13. Johnny inbounds the ball, looking for the lob to Jordan. He gets it. Jordan puts it up, and the ball sticks between the rim and the backboard. Jordan raises his hand to the crowd. Yeah, I tried to do that. Not really. Turnover to Lumen Christi. A lot of King Cove folks in the stands tonight. Richard and Annie Mack are here. Auntie Tony walked in between games. Son Weiss saw him in the lobby. Good support for the King Cove team. Here's a long three-pointer by Teal off the front of the rim. Bounces all the way back to Backick near half court. He corrals it there. Left-hand dribble, cross-court pass to Teal on the right wing. Looks down in the right corner for Moran. Moran throws up the long, high arching shot. No good. The rebound taken there by Jordan Hamilton. Up to Johnny Samuelson with a minute 10 to go. Johnny dribbling down, goes in with the right hand from the left side. It rolls around and off. He gets his own rebound. Frustrated because he's not getting any calls. Johnny drives the baseline behind the back to Mark Newton in the lane, and Mark lost the handle. Going the other way, and the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds by Mark Newton. Good hustle getting back on the defensive end. Lumen Christie ball. Johnny showing some frustration here right in front of us as he's getting beat up pretty good thus far in this one. Lumen Christie inbounds pass to Moran for the three. No good. Christensen with it to Johnny. He throws a long pass down to Cody. He goes in with Moran and draws the foul. The Lumen Christie faithful behind me not happy with that call, but it looked like a foul from our vantage point. And we're going to have two shots at the line for number 13, Cody Mack. The scoring for the T-Jacks thus far, Johnny Samuelson with six, Christensen with six to lead. Cody's shot is up off the right side of the iron. In the backboard, no good. He'll have one more. Cody with 4 points on the night. 46.4 seconds to play. Cody segwaying up off the back of the rim. Gets his own rebound, drives in, puts it up, and is partially blocked by Sturgalewski, but we could hear the slap from here, and he fouls Cody, and Cody will get to repeat two shots at the line. So that's the 16 foul. Cody's first one up, bounces around and in, and he kind of bends over and gives a deep breath as if to say, about time. 5 points in the quarter for Cody. Five for the game. His second one is up and good. And King Cove leads 25-13. Matt Ritter checks back in now for Lumen Christie. They have Ritter, Backick, both Sturgalewski brothers. Or no, Sturgalewski went out. And now we have a reach-in foul on Cody Mack as he and Johnny applied pressure to the ball handler at the half-court line. 39.1 seconds to play. It's the first foul we have for Cody, four on the T-Jacks. Ball's inbounds to Teal. He's double-teamed at half-court by Cody and Johnny. Gets by him, dribbles in, puts up a jump shot, no good. Ritter taps the ball over. Another missed shot by Teal, brought off by Johnny with under 30 seconds to play. Looking for the outlet pass, no one there. Brings it down, dishes it underneath to Christensen, who puts it in. Nice look there by Johnny. Christian finished it. He's got 8 points on the night, and the T-Jacks lead 27-13. 13 seconds to play in the first half as Pat Moran gets it across the line. Lumen Christie looking for one final shot, apparently. Clock ticking down. Here's a lob off the hand of Ritter and out of bounds, and that ends the first half of play. So the action picked up a little bit there, and at the end of one half of play here in the game between the King Cove Tundra Jacks and Lumen Christie, it's King Cove 27, Lumen Christie 13. We'll run down the leading scores and then take a break here at the half. Christensen with eight. Cody Mack with six. Johnny Samuelson with six. Avery Samuelson with three. And Jordan Hamilton and Mark Newton with 2 points apiece to round out the scoring for King Cove. King Cove had a 15-3 lead after one. And in the second period, they outscored Lumen Christie 12-10 and now lead by 14 at the half. So we'll take about 8 minutes here, Virgil. And we'll turn it back to Virgil in the studio, and we'll come back to bring you the exciting second half of this game between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Lumen Christie Archangels. Virgil?
All righty, thank you.
Six. Johnny Samuelson with six. Avery Samuelson with three. And Jordan Hamilton and Mark Newton with 2 points apiece to round out the scoring for King Cove. King Cove had a 15-3 lead after one. And in the second period, they outscored Lumen Christie 12-10. And now lead by 14 at the half. So we'll take about 8 minutes here, Virgil, and we'll turn it back to Virgil in the studio, and we'll come back to bring you the exciting second half of this game between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Lumen Christie Archangels. Virgil?
All righty. Thank you so much, Rob.